Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dean Richards is off. Cindy Perlman is on. She's out there in Las Vegas. She writes for the Las Vegas Review Journal, also contributes to the New York Times. Good morning, Cindy. The Swifties will be around the television set watching Disney Plus, won't they?
Happy Friday, Bob, or as we say, Swiftmas here in Swiftyland, because overnight it was like magic. Two big Taylor things dropped. One on Disney Plus would be the concert film, the last concert film of the Eras Tour, and the second is a part of the documentary about making of the tour.
This Eras Tour video, I mean, it's kind of like the butcher shop here. There's not a scrap that goes to waste, is there?
Everything from Taylor walking around during sound check with her cats to her love of my life, quote unquote, Travis Kelce joining her on tour, hiding out backstage. It's all there. Sweet moments with her mom, too. Her parents accompanying her on the entire tour. You know, that tour made $2 billion and played to over 10 million people. Crazy.
Yeah, and what's ABC airing? They've got something, too, don't they?
ABC Tonight is airing a condensed version of the documentary. So if you don't have Disney Plus and you're a Swiftie, which I don't think that's legal, you have to have Disney Plus if you're a Swiftie, but this is your way to get a taste of it. But if you're a soup to nuts Taylor fanatic, this week also she was on Colbert, where she revealed two of her favorite of her five songs. He always says, "What are your favorite five songs?" She would not go on the record. She said, she will cop to a few of them that might be interchangeable, and the list is coming. But so It's been a major week in Taylor Land.
For people, even Walter Jacobson loves her. For people of another age, it's Beatlemania. Well, we're in the countdown, but we have to wait till 2028, don't we?
This is pretty cool, Bob. If you love the Beatles, here it comes. Sony Pictures said yes to, quote, the Beatles, a four-film cinematic event directed by Sam Mendes, who's a great director. It's going to be four separate films, each one told from a different band member's distinct point of view. And good cast. Harris Dickinson is John Lennon. Paul Mescal is Paul McCartney. Joseph Quinn, George Harrison. Barry Keogh is Ringo Starr. They just cast Saoirse Ronan as Linda McCarthy and David Morrissey as Paul McCartney's father. This is everything from their young years to now, everything you'd ever want to know about the Beatles, all four films out in 2028.
And I guess they'll release it in theaters, or do we even know yet?
No, I think it definitely would be theaters to begin with. And then somehow, you know, one of the streaming services will pick them up, with the eventual ideas that you could sit there and watch all 8 hours of it in one sitting.
This movie with George Clooney and Adam Sandler, Jay Kelly, was released in just a few theaters. I think it's on Netflix now. I saw it. My favorite movie of the year. Have you seen this?
I agree with you, Bob. One of my favorites, too. It's on Netflix as of last week. Jay Kelly, about an aging movie star who decides, you know, maybe he's gotten a few things wrong in life and goes to Europe to follow his daughter. I think it's the best George Clooney's ever been. What do you think?
Yeah, no, he's terrific. And Sandler is great, isn't he?
Sandler's great as his very put-upon manager. And Sandler even says it humbles him because he'll call his own manager at 3 a.m. and his manager's wife will be like, "For God's sakes, Adam, it's 3 a.m. But yeah, it shows how these managers really are the unsung heroes. And Jay Kelly, he's got a daughter who's estranged from him. Really good family story on top of a sort of coming of life story for Jay Kelly himself.
Yeah, really, really great movie, Jay Kelly. Gremlin fans are excited, but they've got a little weight ahead of them too, don't they?
Do you remember the rules, Bob? Remember, you got to keep them out of the light. You got to don't give them any water. And you can never forget, don't feed them after midnight. And you better know it, because the Gremlins are coming back for part 3. And this isn't just some little schlockster show. This is Steven Spielberg producing, Chris Columbus directing. Chris wrote the original 1984 film. And they said, both of them said over the years, one of the number one movies they've ever been asked about is The Gremlins.
And there's some news from Apple TV. A couple of things. First, let's talk about this series from David E. Kelly, who has done some great television in the past, hasn't he?
David E. Kelly, who's done Big Little Lies and all the way back Ally McBeal, but he's got a new one. If you think you have money issues, this is called Margot's Got Money Troubles. And the best part of this description is Michelle Pfeiffer plays an ex-Hooters waitress, so she has money problems. And then there's aspiring writer Margot, played by Elle Fanning, who's her daughter. She's with an ex-pro wrestler. They've got money problems. It all culminates in Vegas, because doesn't everything. So that's coming out next year.
And this Mark Wahlberg show on Apple TV, is that out now?
This is out now, and I got this weird call saying Mark Wahlberg wants to talk to you. But guess what? Mark Wahlberg wakes up every day at 4 a.m., and he doesn't even have a radio show, Bob. Why is he waking up so early?
Good question.
And they're like, he'll talk to you at like 4:30 in the morning. I was like, oh, okay. But there's Mark, very peppy. Mark said, you get up at 4, you work out. That's our lives, right? And then you have the rest of the day. Until your wife says, let's take a hike in the mountains, and then you must do it, Mark said, because happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I don't like hearing about people that work out at 4 in the morning, because there's no way I could do it first thing in the morning, even if I didn't have this show.
I know, and I was actually on a trip, and my husband was sleeping, so I went in the bathroom to interview Mark Wahlberg at 5 in the morning, it really was, and he was just like, Mr. Chatty Cathy, but his funny thing was he said, this movie, The Family Plan 2, which is a really cute movie for the whole family. A little, they're on the run, him and Michelle Moynihan and their kids. That's already on Apple. But he said, he knows how to handle bad movies, too. Years ago, he starred in Grizzly 2, The Revenge. And he said it was such a bad movie. He was young. They ran out of money. They left him in Budapest. And the production said, we don't have enough money to fly you home. Just figure it out. You're in Budapest. Somehow get home. So he said, you have to take the ups and downs in Hollywood.
Yeah, there's a flop. Grizzly 2, The Revenge. Mark Wahlberg, The Family Plan 2 on Apple TV. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Thank you, Cindy. Have a great weekend.
You too.